भगवद गीता 11.20 द्यावा पृथिव्योरिदमन्तरं हि व्याप्तं त्वयैकेन दिशश्च सर्वः दृष्ट्वा अद्भुतं रूपमुग्रं तवेदं लोकत्रयं प्रव्यथितं महात्मन्। Arjuna is continuing his description of the universal form that he is beholding by Krishna's merciful revelation. Dao a prithivyor. Dao is this outer space, sky. Prithivyor, prithivi is the earth. Idam antaram hi. Whatever is there in between the two. Dao a prithivyor idam antaram hi. Vyaptam tvayaikena. By you alone, O Lord, everything is pervaded. Vyaptam toyaikena dishascha sarvaha. All the directions are pervaded. Drishtva adbhutam rupam ugram tavetam. Drishtva, on seeing your form, it is adbhutam, it is wondrous, but it is also ugram. It is fierce. Tavidam, tavedam, whatever I am seeing. Shtva adbhutam rupam ugram tavedam. Lokatrayam pravithitam mahatman. All the three worlds, lokatrayam pravithitam. Vyatha means distress. Pravithitam means very distressed. Mahatman, oh great soul. So Arjuna, this verse has two parts. First is the pervasiveness of the universal form, and the second is the fearfulness of the universal form. Dyava prithivyor damantaram hi vyaptanta yaikena dishascha sarvaha. That's the first two lines. All direct, right from the earth to the sky, whatever I can see, it's just pervaded by your universal form. Sometimes, say, when invading forces create a dust cloud, then the dust cloud, it spreads right from the ground right up to the sky, and people who are attacked by the dust cloud can't see anything. Unless they are right in the middle of the attack, at least if they turn backwards, they will see the clear landmarks and a clear path ahead. But if the dust cloud is spread for a long time, then whether they look at front or back, in all directions they will see the dust cloud. That is totally blinding. They can't see anything. So similarly here it is said, Dyava prithivyor idamantaram hi, that right from the sky down to the earth, all of space is pervaded by you, O Lord, in this universal form. It's pervasive. There is nothing left for anyone to perceive. Dyava prithivyor idam antaram hi, whatever space is there in it. It's all pervaded, and just like if there is a smoke screen everywhere, the people become blinded and people become fearful. What is going to come next? What is going to happen? Similarly, drishtva adbhutam rupam ugram tavedam. Drishtva, on seeing this form, adbhuta, it's wonderful. This is something which is astounding. But it's not just ousing or astounding, it's fear inducing. Ugram tavedam. So there are two words in English, there is awesome and there is awful. Both have the word awe in them, but they have almost opposite connotations. Awesome is a positive, is a very strongly positive describer. Oh, this is wonderful, it means awesome, this is awesome. This is astonishing, this is impressive, this is great.
That's what we use the word awesome for. Whereas awful means, oh, I had an awful experience there. It was miserable, it was terrible. So when you use awful, it means it has a very negative connotation. So there may be an awesome sight and there may be an awful experience. And one reflects something very positive, the other reflects something, other conveys something very negative. So Adbhuta can be translated as awesome, whereas in terms of the effect, on it is, effect it has on it is, it's dushtva adbhutam lokam rupam ugram tavedam lokatrayam pravatitam mahatman. All the people in the three worlds are pravatitam. Everybody is afflicted by misery, O Arjuna.
O Krishna.
He is referring to Krishna by the word Mahatman here. Mahatman is a great soul. O great soul. Everyone is afflicted by misery, by fear, by horror, by distress, by awe, in the negative sense. Normally, we won't think of God in negative terms, say, anything. It was awful. We won't say that I went to a temple and it was awful. Of course, if there's a terrible crowd, if there's a stampede, or if somebody behaved very rudely with us, we might say it was awful. But when we are encountering God Himself directly, we usually won't use the word awful to describe that. But then, if we move forward and look at further verses in this sequence, we will understand the rationale for what is being said over here. We will understand why the word awful is used, or the word awful is usable, it's suitable. Because the word ugram, normally ugra is fearsome, fearful. It is used, although it's normally a negative describer, but it is used in a laudatory sense for Narsimhadev. In fact, one of his forms itself is called as Ugra Narsimha. That Narsimha, who is in a very infuriated form, that Narsimha who is furious, and that fury brings joy to the devotee's heart, because that fury of the Lord indicates that there is, that a Lord cares. Normally, we become angry. Anger conveys a state of great emotional involvement in something. And we become angry when we strongly care for something. So the devotees see the ugra feature of Narasimha as expression of his great affection for Prahlad and by extension for all devotees, and thereby even seeing the Ugra Rupa brings joy. Now in this context, if we consider the form of the Ugra Rupa, there will be further description given over there, and what all is ugra, what all is causing pravetitam, lokatrayam pravetam, what all is so fearsome, whatever is causing, striking fear in the residents of the three worlds, that will be described by Arjuna in the subsequent verses. And this verse marks a transition. Krishna is aware, or it's a precursor to the description of the Kala Rupa, which comes later. So, the Vishwarupa itself is awesome. It is Adbhuta.
It's 3:15.
But the Kala Rupa within it is not just Adbhuta, it is Ugra. It causes Pravyathita. That Kala Rupa will be described later by Arjuna. And right now Arjuna is describing the result of that revelation on the people of the universe. A few verses later, he will describe the result of that revelation on himself too.
We'll discuss all this in our future verses. Thank you.